Gorevitch was covered in scrapes and bruises, and he moved with a pronounced limp as he slowly made his way over to the ship's medkit. But otherwise, he seemed to be okay. Clearly, the loader had shielded him from the worst of the blast as well.
Fortune favors fools,
Tefith thought, as the ship took to the air. There was a deep boom from somewhere far below them, as the cracked casing on the engine core gave way. The explosion made the ship buck and lurch, sending Gorevitch tumbling hard to the floor, where he landed with a heavy grunt.
Stupid Rodian can't even fly straight,
he muttered, as he hauled himself back to his feet. In her mind's eye, Tefith could imagine the damage caused by the fuel core's detonation. Bay 7 through 12 would all be out of commission for weeks as crews cleaned up the mess and made structural repairs. The huts wouldn't be happy about the lost revenue. They'd be looking for someone to blame. Morbo might end up having to foot the bill. He was the one who organized the hit that went sour. She decided it would be wise to stay far away from Nar Shaddaa for the foreseeable future. Gorevitch sat down gingerly beside her and opened the medkit.
Show me where it hurts, sunshine, he said with a lecherous smile.
Don't need help,
she growled, slapping his hand away as he reached out toward her.
Why are you so mad? You may have left half the spice behind, but it's still a good score.
Friend's dead,
she reminded him.
Your fault. Should have paid Morbo.
Gorevitch shrugged.
Never liked Friend much. Besides, now we get to split his share. It all worked out for the best.
Tefith wasn't so ready to simply dismiss everything that had happened. Now that they were free and clear, she had a strong sense that they weren't seeing all the pieces of the puzzle.
Missing something,
she muttered.
Why only two assassins? Send three, we don't stand a chance.
We got lucky. Happens sometimes. Try to enjoy it.
Don't rely on luck. It turns.
Always doom and gloom with you, isn't it, sunshine?
Gorevitch said, shaking his head as he rose to his feet and made his way to the cockpit. Alone in the hold, Tefith couldn't let it go. She kept playing the fight over and over in her head, trying to understand why Morbo hadn't taken the simple precaution of sending a third assassin to cut off their retreat. The more she struggled with the problem, the more she became convinced she had overlooked something very, very obvious.